Some teachers at East High School are using the power of food to get closer to their students. WXXI's James Brown went to the school to find out how.
It's a typical Rochester winter morning at East High School. Kids are running to their lockers between classes, while a few of their teachers are in the back corner of the first floor, hard at work.
I got some competition here. I think the jambalaya might be a dark horse in this whole thing, but I feel pretty confident in my meatballs. Tried and true.
That's Liz Conroy. She teaches English and journalism at East, but that's not what she's doing this morning.
We are a melting pot at East High and all over our country, and I think it's the more we understand and appreciate about each other, the easier it is for everyone to find common ground, and the best way to do that is through food.
Soul food as redefined by Jeff Cristiano, better known as Chef Jeff. He's taught culinary arts at East for nearly 20 years. Chef Jeff recruited teachers to cook dishes from their cultural backgrounds with some help from culinary students. It's part of a competition called the Soul Food Throwdown.
So I kind of look at African-American soul food as our American soul food. But if you look at every culture outside of our country, every culture has their version of soul food. Soul food is food that has a genesis in taking a meager ingredient, something that is usually cast off, and it's usually the lower end of the social scale gets that ingredient.
A panel of culinary students judged the food's presentations and taste, while other students and staff got a good meal. That's something Chef Jeff hopes can bring East High's melting pot together, if only for lunch.
This miraculous thing happens is when you apply love and, bringing family and people together through food, this food gets elevated.
As for Liz Conroy, she was right to be confident in her meatballs. She finished in first place. James Brown, WXXI News.